Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One point, very hot name. People wanted him here. There's some news on him. I wonder what it means. We'll get to that today at 11:02. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Great to be with you on a Friday. Phone calls, feedback. We're asking people on this Friday before what feels like an important game for everybody's, you know, wants the reassurance that this team hasn't completely gone in the tank and everything's going to be fine. I think the Sunday to Tuesday news rattled much of the Lions fan base, a higher percentage than I expected. We did the Twitter poll earlier in the week about, you know, the Lions are still Super Bowl contender, the Lions Super Bowl chances have taken a big hit, or the Lions are done. It was nearly 40% of people saying they were done. Now, is that skewed for, you know, towards our audience? Is that data? Can we debate whether or not it's really 40% of Metro Detroit thinks the Lions are done? I think we can debate it. I don't really believe it's that high a percentage. But with that said, feels like this is suddenly kind of an important game. Did you hear music?
I did.
Where's that coming from? Is that your phone? Is that my phone?
It's not my phone, no.
Anyone, can you hear music?
I hear it.
Yeah. All right. Maybe it's not that important. anyway, sorry, distracted. It's usually you.
I know, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Why am I apologizing? I didn't distract you.
No, it was totally me.
I was rolling with the distraction.
You kind of were, and I was the one that brought it up. Anyway, who or what is this game about? 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it's really 40% of the people that give up say there's no chance. I think that's the sting of what happened and the sting of not adding to this team at the trade deadline. I think we all really felt strongly that something was going to happen, and they didn't.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. What is this game about in your view?
Can I pitch a non-player as what this game is about for
me?
I'm going to go Hank Fraley. So I just think that, listen, I think we all know he's a good coach, and we all know the offensive line has been good before. But I think when John Morton comes out and says the scheme is there, we just have to block better, or the players are saying we just have to block better, the scheme's not there, I don't know, there's miscommunication. It seems to me that, guess who's your coach, your position coach? It's Hank Fraley. Yep. And I know he can do it, but he's got to get it done. I think it's a 50% battle here. One is knowing your assignments, and the other is executing it, right? So is the problem fixable? I do think it's fixable, but that's only half of the solution. The other half is now you got to fix it, because the worst part would be if it's not fixable. But I think we all agree it's fixable. Now go do it. And I think that's on Hank Fraley.
Yeah, I mean, we asked a question of Jared Goff about the offensive line play. Was it simply communication like it was? Everybody said it was after the first game against the Packers, or is it something that's way more complicated? And he's like, it's way more complicated than that. This is not the same situation. So, okay. I mean, guys not only have to be on the same page, but he kept hammering home, I think, three different questions about execution, and even apologized for it. I hate to sound like a broken record, but that's what it is. And I think that's what every player is going to say and every coach is going to say. It's about execution. Like, they think all the plays are supposed to work if they're executed. Some are supposed to work for maybe touchdowns. Others are supposed to work for, we need 3 yards. This is going to get us the 3 yards. But they didn't get it done on Sunday enough. And they had some really costly mistakes. But that offensive line play on Sunday is really, it's scarring to see that happen to them, to see Goff under that kind of pressure, because you know that if you don't have a running game going and the teams pin their ears back and get after the quarterback, if they can do it, doing the cross dog or whatever the hell it was, that's a real problem, because you don't want some team to find the kryptonite halfway through the season.
Yeah, and teams are going to do to the Lions what Minnesota did. They're going to try to.
They're going to try to, yeah, and same thing with what the Packers did.
Let's go to Lamont here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas, good show.
Thank you.
Listen, I believe the Lions, it's going to be a cakewalk come Sunday. I mean, the quarterback for Washington, he's have a serious injury. He's not going to be playing. Washington have a lot of injured people on their team. I think the Lions going to knock off the rust and take care of business Sunday and get ready for the following Sunday.
Yeah, they're a banged up team. They are not. They haven't been good defensively. Now their quarterback's out. They got two receivers. One that's out for sure because he was placed on the injured list. McCaffrey. Terry McLaurin hasn't practiced all week. So, yeah, this feels like it's there for the Lions to roll. And these always scare me a little bit because I feel like it's here's why. Because if you don't win by 21 points, people are going to bitch. And I guess it's not really, it doesn't really scare me. But it won't feel like a satisfying win unless they roll them.
Well, 31. They're going to get 31, okay? They're going. I consider that a roll them. 31.
They're going to win by 31 or they're going to score 31?
They're going to score 31 and win by 31.
Oh, you think they're winning 31-0?
Well, we got the advantage coming this Sunday. And the Dan Campbell, the guy's going to kick up all their rust, and they're going to do well Sunday. Get ready for who is the next Sunday who we play?
Philly.
All righty then. So this is the tune-up for that.
Better be. I mean, look, there are games on the schedule. If they lose this game to Washington, and it's the NFL, right? You can lose to anyone on any given Sunday. And if this turns into an any given Sunday, and I don't expect it to, but if it does, Lions are really, really going to be up against it. Going to Philly for Sunday Night Football at 5-4.
Yeah, no, this kind of feels like a must win, but it's really, this is for, I think, a giant relief on everybody on this team that they need to get out there, get out to a good start, not have this game being threatened. They're a 9.5-point favorite for a reason. Keep telling myself that.
Is it 9.5 now?
It was. I know it was. It was a 9.5.
Wow. It opened at 3.5, but then Jaden Daniels got hurt.
Yes, which creates a big problem. It's down to now. It's at 7.5.
Okay.
I just looked it up. So it's gone from 9.5 to 7.5 in the last couple of days. But I think this is one of these let's get right games. Go out there and get right. And I think starting with the offensive line, get a good drive to start the game, 75-yard touchdown drive, run the ball effectively.
Which is what they did against Minnesota.
Jared Goff finding five different receivers to throw to on that first drive and just keep picking up and doing that. We talked the other day about, you know, which player do you think is going to step up. I really think this is going to be a game where Amon-Ra St. Brown says, I got this, throw it to me, I'll take care of business. And Goff is going to say, yeah, I'm throwing to you. This is when we're in trouble as an offense, what do? We go back to the basics, and the basics is throwing to 14. He's always open. He's going to make the play, and at some point he's going to bust one for a long game.
But a weird thing about where we're at right now is that 14 has...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hasn't caught everything. Like, that speaks to us being in a really strange place, because you're right, 14, you could always count on 14, and I still would. And my life depended on it. Which line would I want the ball thrown to? It'd be 14. and that's true today. It was true at the beginning of this season. in spite of the drops. There have been a couple there that have been surprising. And, you know, this is the stuff that needs to get buttoned up.
That's part of the reason why I think the fan base is so rattled, Doug, is like they, a lot of their fears are coming true. And then you throw into the fact that St. Brown hasn't been as reliable as he always is. I mean, I'm still thrown to him all day, every day, but he has dropped a couple of pretty big third downs when this team's having a hard time converting third downs right now. And then, you know, you talk about getting off to a good start. Like you mentioned, they literally did that against the Vikings, went down the field with Laporta and scored a touchdown. And then it was silence after that. I think this fan base is so rattled. They don't just have to win this weekend. They kind of got to win comfortably, and the offense has got to look good.
Who or what is this game about? Gator and Kang both said Hank Fraley. I said it's a John Morton game. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.